The lifelong disoriented are experts in time travel, and they do it all the time. They get into their time machines and live either in the past or in the future. When they travel to the past, they live in the land of regrets. When they travel to the future, they live in the land of fear. The land of regrets is a place where they can mourn over their past mistakes and failures. They agonize over what could have been and should have been. They grieve over missed opportunities. The land of fear is a future destination where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. All their negative fantasies are immediately fulfilled. There is no limit to how miserable their future can become. They fill their cup of fear until it overflows. I am not a member of the lifelong disoriented, and I will not set my feet in their time machine. I will not let past regrets or a fearful future spoil my life. Today is the only day, and now is the only time that I can make my dreams come true. I will act as if my dreams are possible and work today to make them happen. For the past 28 years, I have been discovering new worlds. When I sailed to the Galapagos Islands, I discovered the Garden of Eden, a place where man and beast lived in harmony. As we walked the trails on the different islands, the birds and sea iguanas went about their business as if we were not there. If we got too close to their offspring, they might squawk and scold us for our poor manners, but they knew we would do them no harm. When I sailed to the Marquesas Islands, I discovered a nearly extinct world where tens of thousands of Polynesians lived until the explorers came with their chicken pox and measles and decimated these islands with lethal microbes. Tropical jungle now hides the ruins of their ancient civilization from our 21st century eyes. When I sailed to the Tuamotu Archipelago, I discovered a world populated by hundreds of atolls stretching over thousands of square miles. From bombed-out Mururoa to Rangiroa, there were crystal-clear lagoons inviting adventurers to drop their anchors in the craters of extinct volcanoes. When I sailed to Tonga, I discovered an island world ruled by royalty. When I sailed to Fiji, I discovered a world of more than 400 islands, with each small island ruled by a tribal chief. If I wanted to visit their world, I needed to present a gift of kava to the chief. When I sailed to New Zealand, I discovered a world of immigrants, some of them ancient and some recent. The Maori came in their war canoes centuries ago, and the Europeans were the Johnny-come-latelys in the land of the long white cloud. When I sailed to Australia, I discovered a world that has it all. Tropics in the north, mountains in the south, and everything in between. There were over 35,000 kilometers of coastline to explore in the down-under world called Oz. We made excursions into the Hindu world in Bali and the Buddhist world in Thailand. We explored the Muslim world in the Maldives, in Oman, Yemen, Sudan, and Egypt. We visited Pharaoh's world, a place of temples, tombs, and kingdoms that lasted for thousands of years. We explored the Jewish world in Israel and discovered the Nabataean world in Petra. We traveled back in time, visiting Crusader castles in Israel, Cyprus, and Turkey. Next, we visited ancient Roman and Greek worlds in Ephesus and Hierapolis. Finally, we swashbuckled through the Caribbean world, where privateers ruled the not-so-high seas. That's what it means to be a cruiser. Your small yacht is both time machine and transporter that takes you to dozens of new worlds.